Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
Welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast. I'm Philip Gilfus. And this month is quite special for Star Trek. You know, we've already marked the 51st anniversary of Star Trek at the beginning of September. There's, of course, I mean, we all marked our calendars, the 44th anniversary of Star Trek, the animated series. I mean, that was down in ink. And soon, there will be a new series added to our franchise, the much-anticipated debut of Star Trek Discovery. And here on City Alpha 3, we'll be covering each and every episode of this new 23rd century series. In fact, our next episode is going to be an early release as Daniel and Darren and I share our first reactions to episodes 1 and 2. And then our usual Friday episode will be an in-depth review of those two episodes. And we're so excited about talking about new Star Trek. But before we beam over to the USS Discovery, there's still another milestone to recognize in our favorite sci-fi franchise. This month marks the 30th anniversary of Star Trek: The Next Generation. It was on September 28th, 1987, that Encounter at Farpoint, much hated by some people, aired on its two-hour premiere. And with that, I want to bring in my two Alphan co-hosts, Daniel Prue and Darren Moser. Guys, how does it feel to be celebrating 30 years of, if I may so boldly go, our favorite Star Trek series?
Hang on. Wait,
Let's not get too hasty.
Wait, well, first of all, when did we vote to be called Alphans? That sounds way too much like we are elf.
That's like Moonbase Alpha. That's what they called them in the
Daniel,
in Space 1999.
How many times do I have to tell you? We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We've taken turns as sort of executive officer of the week, and that's how it was decided. So.
But on internal matters, it's two-thirds majority, but then for external matters of the colony...
Darren, save that boring political talk for Star Wars. That's how they do that over there. But here we're talking about Star Trek: The Next Generation.
You cut me, sir. You cut me deep.
Yes, yay, 30 years. That's amazing. Do you know why? Because I am 31. So it's amazing to think that the show is...
Are you taunting TNG?
You know what?
1 year older than you.
No, this is crazy because I grew up with it. It was such a part of my childhood. And obviously, you know, we've had some experience, the three of us, talking about The Next Generation. But it's amazing to think that this is 30 years, and I'm super excited to celebrate it. I actually just watched an episode last night. It's been a little while since I've watched some Star Trek, and it was so good to get right back to it.
Now, as long as it wasn't Who Watches the Watchers, what episode was it?
It was, it was right before Who Watches the Watchers. It was the Kevin episode, which I can't remember the title of.
Oh, The Survivors, though. The great and powerful Kevin is also acceptable. All right. Well, you know, as much as fun as it would be for the three of us to spend this whole episode talking about how much we love TNG, you know, Next Gen, unlike TOS and even Enterprise, is not about a trio. It's an ensemble show. And so whom better to ensemble with us, courtesy of an emergency transmitter we found, it was under a rock, than the co-host of Punch It here on the network, Charlene Schmidt and Tristan Riddell. Guys, how does it feel to be commemorating three decades of living with Captain Picard and his crew?
I feel old.
I feel young, as if when the world first began.
I'm kind of like, I'm with Daniel. I'm 31 as well, and I always kind of said that, you know, TNG was being developed when I was born, almost like God was saying, here you go, we're getting this ready for you.
Oh, okay. Well, and as much as I would enjoy the five of us just chatting about TNG memories all day, as the old maxim goes, only Daniel and Darren could be continuously be beaten by Tristan and Char. So,
I mean, it's true. We do have a really good track record, right? I mean, So but there's one of two outcomes that can happen here. One, we hold up the high bar that we have set for ourselves and win yet again. Or, with the odds of probability against us, it's our turn to lose.
Spoilers, it will not be option B. It's not going to happen.
Never quote me the odds, said some friends. All right, so as Q said, let's play a game, and because this will be the Star Trek 30th anniversary TNG game here on City Alpha 3 and picking an episode title by random to call it. I am calling this The Battle. So, welcome to The Battle. And, of course, before we begin The Battle, we have to go with team names. So, Daniel and Darren, you are the home team. What is the team name?
I don't know. Daniel, do we want to shake off the old vestige of adding letters to the end of the NCC 1701 and go with something fresh?
It hasn't been very effective so far. I'm thinking something new might shake things up a little bit.
Okay. We could go with Moonbase Alpha. It's not even Star Trek.
No.
But it has the word Alpha in it.
You always want to go to different franchises, Darren. I don't know what it is with you, but no, we're not doing that at all. Pick some, although we could pick Alpha 5. Now that I think we would agree on.
Johnny 5. You know, that's close. No? Sorry, I try. Let's see.
We've got to pick
Alpha. Alpha Commando. No, that's RoboCop.
Okay. I didn't get that reference.
No, that was a terrible cartoon. Don't never watch that, kids. Kids never watch that. RoboShop should never be a cartoon. Never.
All right, we got to pick something that signifies victory in the face of adversity. That says we're an underdog.
Arms raised in victory.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Chateau Picard. It's a good year.
Because it's not going to matter.
We could be Night Shift. Night Shift.
All right, Night Shift it is. Team Night Shift. All right. That's it.
There we go.
Now, are you on the third rotation of crews?
Look, Philip. Okay, we're not shifting crew rotations just because you came on board, okay? And Data is our command lead, just so you know.
We have Night Shift, though now I'm seeing this as a sort of spinoff with Harry Anderson as the captain. And Bull as the security officer. I'll explain later. You're too young. All right. And Char and Tristan, team name?
Well, I think we're going to have to go the opposite way that Darren and Daniel went. We're going to capitalize on success and retain the team name, Team Lizard Babies. Yes?
Team Lizard Babies forever. For those of you who don't know who are listening, who don't know that we have played this game several times before, Team Lizard Babies is the team that is undefeated in this style of game. So
it is.
Yeah, I'm with you, Char.
Yeah, we will crush all of our opponents as we have done.
Oh, just
mostly
watch
team
out.
Two, night shift, night whatever shift. You want to call it.
Mostly just us over and over and over again. Yeah.
But
I think
also
Daniel
others.
And I should just change our name every time we play and we'll just throw away the old one.
All right. So, now that we have our teams established, we are going to go into round one, Man of the People. Now, round one involves fan polls, and each correct answer is worth 3 points, and if the team cannot come to an answer in a timely manner, the opposite team will be given a chance to steal. So, Night Shift, you're going to get question number one. In an October 2012 article in Wired called Best Star Trek The Next Generation Episodes According to You, which Season 1 episode was described as having the geekiest of episode titles?
And
wow.
No Google, everybody.
Okay, yeah, that is a...
geekiest.
That's a question and a half. Okay, Season 1... Oh, easy. Oh, easy, 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 easy.
Oh, it's
1-1-0-0-1-0-0-1 is going to be the answer.
And that is the correct answer, so... The Night Shift comes out strong.
I mean,
as they usually
you go
do.
With binary as your title. You're pretty much laying your cards down.
Yeah.
All right, Lizard Babies, question number two. In the same Wired article, what season 7 episode has a character that one fan described as, quote, some kind of wolf lobster, end quote?
What do you think, Tristan?
Some kind of wolf lobster. Oh, jeez.
Does it have to be Brennan Braga's almost worst episode?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm drawing
a blank. You're
blanking, here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a guess. Genesis.
Affirmative.
That is correct.
Booyah! Yeah,
Worf's de-evolved form.
Genesis!
Blanked on that one.
All right. I'm going to quibble with your...
I'll lend you a DVD of it. Tristan.
All right. Blu-ray or nothing.
Question number three to Night Shift. In February 2017, StarTrek.com had a poll asking, what is the best line from TNG? Which was number one with 29% of the votes, multiple choice? Was it A, make it so, B, resistance is futile, C, shut up, Wesley, that's not me being clever, that was literally an answer given, D, T, Earl Grey, hot, or E, engage?
Oh, man. I don't think it's engage or T, Earl Grey, hot. That's not catchy enough.
It's B or C. It's going to be resistance is futile because most people recognize
know that.
That.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be shut up, Wesley,
because
people
it's the
funny.
Internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. That is really tough because there's a lot of hatred for Wesley on the internet. That's the only thing that's kind of making me hesitate.
Let's go for it. Let's go with our gut.
Wait, which is our gut? Well, I didn't. Did we determine which
I think,
our gut
I think,
was?
I think. Let's go with. Let's the. We know the internet for what it truly is.
All right.
And let's. We're gonna go with answer. Shut up, Wesley.
God, you're so cynical. You're not Star Trek fans. The answer was A, make it
wow.
so. And I'm ashamed.
I'm surprised.
I'm ashamed of you. I mean, I expect that from DS9, but this is TNG, folks. All right.
Wait, what percentage did Wesley have? I'm curious. If it's not 29.
I didn't write it down. Do your own research, people. All right. Question number four for the Lizard Babies. StarTrek.com also had a July 15th poll this year that asked, which is the most powerful species? Which one won with 16% of the vote? Again, multiple choice. Was it A, Romulans, B, the Q, C, Klingons, D, humans? Again, that's not a joke answer. That was really an option. Or E, Borg?
The most powerful?
Yeah. It's got to be the Borg or the Q.
Yeah, I mean, Q is freaking a omnipotent. He's a god, so technically
right?
he's the most powerful.
Yeah, technically, but do more people know the Borg?
Yeah,
because
I would say
crossover. Ugh.
I would say that's probably what I would go with is Borg. I feel like people online would answer Borg.
Yeah, these polls are stupid, and so people are going to get it wrong. I agree. Let's go Borg.
Oh, again, it's your correct. That is either is correct.
Yes.
Boom.
Wow, I'm surprised people said the Borg were more powerful than Q.
They're
I know
wrong.
That's
filthy casuals.
All right. Night Shift, question number five. In a 2013 online poll, fans were asked to name their favorite TNG character. The top two vote getters were, not surprisingly, Picard and Data. But who was number three?
Easy. Easy. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's got to be Worf. Worf
it's got to be Worf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is incorrect. The answer was William T. Riker.
Oh my god, that surprises
you guys!
Crap out of me, I am amazed.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
that's more of a DS9 answer. I mean, DS9 maybe. And Worf.
Well, I know you should automatically reject Worf because this is TNG. Like
exactly, you've got to follow that logic trail.
Wow.
Okay, history is repeating itself, Daniel.
It
we got to
really
pull
is.
This nose dies out.
I know, Kelsey Grammer's
it's even multiple choice. That's like the givey questions, you know.
All right, Lizard Babies, question number six. In a 2015 online poll, fans were asked to name their favorite season. Out of the seven seasons, which one was declared the best?
Favorite season of TNG?
This is a TNG game.
Okay, just double checking. There's a lot of Star Trek.
Of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
I just needed some clarification.
Oh, man.
What do you think, Tristan?
It's got to be, I think, did season three end with Best of Both Worlds and season four begin with the second part?
I don't know.
I think it was three or four. So I'm going to say four. Because of the cliffhanger of Best of Both Worlds.
My instinct
what do you
says
think?
Five, because that was a pretty solid season through and through. You had Inner Light, Darmok, among other really good stuff. I mean, there's not a whole lot of weak episodes, so that's my vote.
I defer to your judgment here. Let's go with season five.
Okay, five.
And the answer goes to the actual highest rated season. Season five, that is correct.
Oh. Nice.
That's easy. Woo! It's obviously season 5.
Not job, that Trek. Obvious, apparently.
That's what I was going for. Season 5.
I also knew that Riker was the answer to the previous one, but you didn't hear me bragging about it.
You mean braga about it?
Oh, yes. When you brag when your other team wins, that's good, but yeah.
All right, now we go into round 2, Remember Me. Now, we all love teaser trailers, and we love Star Trek teaser trailers even more. You know, some of us were lucky enough to be watching TV in the 90s and may remember the teasers for TNG episodes. We'll see if our teams can remember in round 2, which involves playing teaser trailers for an episode of Star Trek. If they can name the correct episode, they'll get 3 points. If not, the other team will be allowed to steal. All right, this first clip and teaser trailer is going to be for the Lizard Babies, so listen to the trailer, and afterwards I'll ask you for your guess.
Next time on Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Data, do you even know what a joke is?
Joe Piscopo helps Data become the king of comedy.
Show me what is funny.
All right, you're on.
But a fugitive on the ship is no laughing matter.
You will come with me now!
And he's being hunted by enemies who could trigger a war.
They're threatening to attack the Enterprise.
On Star Trek, The Next Generation.
This, Tristan?
It's a season. It's an early Trek, and it's obviously the one where he's trying to learn comedy. I honestly don't know. Season 2. Okay.
Gosh, I hope I have a guess. Do you want me to go for the guess?
Go for the guess. Yeah.
Okay, I think it's the Outrageous Akana.
That is correct for 3 points.
Yay. All right,
man. I am. Woo. Char is winning this one.
I am on fire.
All right, the next trailer goes to the Night Shift.
Next time on Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Destroy that probe!
An alien force is programming the Enterprise for self-destruction.
We're sitting on a bomb that could go off any second.
Leaving the ship defenseless against an enemy attack.
They're preparing to fire photon torpedoes.
Sir, the shields aren't responding.
Now, the crew faces a countdown to disaster on Star Trek, The Next Generation.
That's easy. Do you got it, Daniel? I got it.
Is it the
I think it's Contagion.
Oh, okay.
It's the one with the energy, the probe that's reprogramming the Enterprise, and there's the Romulan as there, and they're like trying to attack each other, but the ships keep shutting down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Affirmative.
I don't know if I should give you the correct answer or just make you do the whole episode. Yeah, that is correct. It is Contagion. That is 3 points. Woo-hoo. For the Night Shift.
These are almost as good as Netflix summaries.
They're pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
They're pretty good.
All right. This next one is for the Lizard Babies.
Next time on Star Trek, The Next Generation. The Enterprise is caught in an alien death trap, and there's no way out.
We should be going like a bat out of hell.
Engines aren't responding, Captain.
Geordi fights impossible odds to save the crew from disaster.
Somehow we have to generate enough energy to get out of here.
But are they helpless against destruction?
Shields up.
Reverse course, full impulse power.
On the next episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
And Lizard Babies, what is your guess?
Is it Booby Trap?
Affirmative.
Yeah,
right? It is in fact Booby Trap.
Yep. Yeah. I like how they have nothing of like the Leia Brahm subplot at all. Or any-
These promos really are kind of hilarious because by the time they get to Voyager's promos, they have nothing at all to do with the story at all. This one just focuses on A-plot.
Next time, the crew tries to find their way home from the Delta Quadrant.
Next time.
You don't say.
Right. There is a problem. Cut
next time, the
sequence.
Borg on Voyager. No. Surprise, surprise.
They'd only have to do 5 promos if they did that.
All right, this next one is for the Night Shift.
Next time on Star Trek, The Next Generation. The crew fights to stop a blood feud between renegade clans.
You people haven't changed in 100 years!
But their efforts are sabotaged by a mysterious assassin.
I am the last of my line. But my clan will outlive yours.
And the crew is trapped in a violent path of revenge.
Ambush!
On Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Wow, that's a lot of phasers there. It's like...
I know, because the Next Generation, I mean, it's all just phase action, and I wish they would just, you know, sit down and talk, maybe have something about society.
Where are the monologues? What would someone think of the monologues? Okay, well, it's that one where they have, like, the genetic clans, and there's...
Oh, the Troy one. The Troy one, right?
No, it's Riker. Riker is kind of falling for the young girl, and she's actually super old because of
Yep, you're right. And then he phasers her at the end of it.
He has to shoot her because she won't stop.
Yes.
But it's a terrible episode that I rarely watch.
It's season two, I think. Okay. It's easy. The title is That Riker Episode.
I don't know if that's going to work. I know. As far as title, that's...
I don't know.
Not like, it's like one of those that's like The Choice or the Plan or...
Oh man, I don't. I have no idea.
I know the episode, but I so rarely watch this one because it's so bad.
All right, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to call time.
Angel One.
Okay. No, it's not Angel.
All right.
Okay, I'm just trying.
Lizard Babies.
Shot
in
the Dark.
To steal.
Tristan, do you have any ideas?
The Vengeance Factor.
That is correct. For 3 points.
Boy, am I glad.
I know all things about Riker.
Very well done. Food? Very well done.
Pea soup.
Trombone, obviously. I know that one. Wait, no.
You're not even trying.
He doesn't eat a trombone.
How do you know?
Have you seen him play?
Well, but he does make a meal out of it, so.
All
right, this next one is for Lizard Babies.
Next time on Star Trek, The Next Generation. A shocking secret torments an orphan child.
Injury so severe, it might be considered torture.
Only Captain Picard can protect him from a violent father.
If he is not aboard the Khmer in 5 minutes...
Threats could lead to war. Vengeance could end in tragedy. On the next exciting episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Oh, it's that creepy blonde kid who screams in his... bedroom. Is that the name of it?
He said vengeance. It's obviously the Vengeance Factor. I mean, wait, no.
I have no ideas. None.
Crap. Yeah, I could see it. Like, it's, yeah, the human kid is an orphan. He's taken in by aliens and they think he's abused, but really it's just that's good old fashioned roughhousing. I don't know.
This
just horseplay. You know, like, boys will be boys, you know what I'm saying? Oh, crap. I honestly... The Forgotten?
No. So, Night Shift, your chance to steal.
Well, that doesn't help, because... Oh, gosh, what is his name? How young was he?
He was, like, I was probably like 12 or something like that. And then he listens to, like, rock music in his hammock in the quarters, and it's, like, really cheesy and lame. I'm so bad with episode titles.
Oh, wait. It's okay. Actually,
put down the smartphone, Darren.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me just check my screen real quick.
Is it Suddenly Human?
Affirmative.
It is Suddenly Human. That is correct.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
Well done.
Why do you pick all the episodes I hate? Why? I hate this episode so much.
I'm still really suspicious of the guy who kind of thought really, really hard and looked down.
And it's
at
really
his
dark.
Phone.
I know our listeners can't see that, Darren. It's just covered with all of the episode guides on his wall now.
You can't see this. Look, I had to cue it up on my Blu-ray player and get to it. I mean, that's the only way.
He
I
has
know
memory
how.
Alpha printed out page by page.
You don't?
All right, this last one is for Night Shift.
From the gates of hell comes the ultimate evil.
Who are you?
The devil.
A demonic power terrorizes a peaceful planet.
These people are all convinced that their world is coming to an end.
And a deadly game of seduction could steal Picard's soul.
I can do anything for you, Captain.
Your life is in danger here.
Enterprise, come in.
Your ship is gone, Captain.
Duel with the Devil on Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Oh, it's ours. Oh, nice. I forgot. I was going to say. Well, Daniel, you obviously know what then this is.
It's Devil's Due.
It's the Devil's Due. Obviously.
Of course I know this one.
It has the name of the title.
I forgot we signed the last one. I know, it's kind of cheating when it has the name, like part of the name in it.
I would have known.
It's like Vengeance.
You didn't know it. All right. So this brings us to round three, Ship in a Bottle. You know, we've talked characters and episodes, but all the questions in this round are about the two ships of the Next Generation, the Enterprise D and E. Each correct answer is, as always, worth 3 points, and as always, the other team can steal. So we'll begin with Night Shift. Question number one, how many shuttle bays does the Enterprise D have?
You're going to know this more than I am.
Yeah, it has three shuttle bays. The main shuttle bay.
Affirmative.
That's
correct
bay
for
three
points.
I'm Woo-hoo! Like, is this a trick question? Because
yes, no, maybe. All right, this one is for lizard babies. Question number two. How many aft stations are located on the bridge of the Enterprise-D?
Oh, good God.
I'm counting in my head.
Okay.
You can do it out loud. It's fine.
They can't see you, Tristan.
I'm going to say... Yeah, no, sorry. I'm going to say five.
That is correct. There are five stations.
Well done.
Now name them.
Can you name them?
Bob, Sherry. And, okay. Yeah. This goes back to Night Shift. Question number three. Multiple choice, so don't freak out. Unless you really just know it. What deck of the Enterprise D is Sick Bay on? Is it A, deck 10, B, deck 12, C, deck 14, or D, deck 18?
It's higher up.
It's
isn't it?
Yeah, I want to say it's deck 10 because it's right in the middle of the saucer, and deck 10 bisects the saucer because that's where 10 forward is.
Okay.
I'd say 10 or 12. Okay. I don't think it's the lower ones.
Okay. Let's go with 10.
And that is incorrect. It is deck 12.
We are close.
Yeah, I've expected the question to be like, what deck and section is 10 forward in?
What deck is the bridge on?
All right, question number four for lizard babies, another multiple choice. What deck of the Enterprise D is main engineering located? Is it A, deck 33, B, deck 36, C, deck 40, or D, deck 42?
This is a pure shot in the dark, but I'm going to say 36.
That was my guess,
too. That is correct for 3 points.
I knew this one.
Yeah, I actually knew that one, too.
I'd laugh if you said, like, deck 48, and I'd be like, Philip, that doesn't go that high.
Doesn't it? I've seen Star Trek V and know how deck numbers work. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Nice.
This one is for Night Shift, question number five. The Enterprise E was launched on Stardate 49027.5. What year was that? Was it A, 2370, B, 2371, C, 2372, or D, 2373?
Gosh.
I think it's C or D. I think.
Well, it's the Enterprise E, if you were listening.
Oh, sorry, Daniel. Sorry. And I think, and I don't know why I think that, but that's just what I think.
So you think it's 2373?
72 or 73, right? Isn't that what those C and D were?
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's go with the one with the 3 at the end. That's my gut. I don't have anything to really base that off of. But what do you think, Daniel? Is that good
fine.
Enough?
That's fine.
All right.
Well, I think you all have learned where your gut leads you. That is incorrect. The answer is C, 2372. All right. Question number six is for the lizard babies. What is the crew complement of the Enterprise E? Is it A, 1,500, B, 1,700, C, 1,900, or D, 2,100?
Well, I know that the Enterprise D was just over 1,000, if just right at 1,000, so
yeah,
I can't
E
imagine
even
that...
More?
Yeah, I can't imagine that it would be too much more. So, yeah, let's go with A.
Yeah.
And that is correct.
All right.
For another 3 points.
Deductive reasoning for the win.
Logic.
All right. Now we're in our last round, round five, final mission. Now, this is sort of a pick-up-the-points round, where every correct answer within a 30-second time frame is worth 1 point each. So to determine which team goes first, because they will both get the same question, I'm going to ask each team a question to decide who goes first. So it's a question within a question, because that's how it works. All right, which team comes closest to the number will get the first stab. The second team will get the same question the same 30-second time. So to determine who goes first, here's going to be the question to determine who goes. According to the TNG technical manual, a Cochran is the unit used to measure subspace field stress. If warp 1 is one Cochran, how many Cochrans are there in warp 9? And we're using Price is Right rule, so it's the closest number without going over.
Gosh, I remember the chart.
Because lizard babies are our guest, you get first guess. How many Cochrans are there at warp 9?
I don't really know how this works.
I'm going to say 10.
So 10
okay,
is
yep.
the lizard baby answer. Okay. This isn't a threshold thing, but we'll go ahead.
That's why I went with it.
Well, okay. Well, if it's closest going over,
yeah,
we could just say...
it's a logarithmic scale, right? Anyways, so
yeah,
we can just
I'm pretty sure
11.
It's not a one-to-one. Let's just guess 11.
Yeah, and I think we'll be fine.
Wow, that's like the dick move.
$1.
The correct answer is 1,516 Cochrane. So night shift, we'll get first go.
It's logarithmic. It's not like a one-to-one. It's like exponential.
No clue.
Such nerd sometimes.
Nope.
I'm not even sad that I missed that one.
Me neither.
I have dignity, sir. Oh, casuals.
Look, I know Voyager used some fuzzy warp path to get back.
Whoa. I'm in a 30th anniversary TNG podcasting game. How dare you call me a casual?
He does have a point.
All right, so this is the question. And again, the night shift will get first crack at it. And after they attempt their answers, then it's going to be lizard babies. And so here's the question. According to Memory Alpha, there are 36 named shuttlecraft on the Enterprise D. Name as many as you can in 30 seconds. And so night shift, I'll let you know when your time begins. Time begins now.
The Elbaz, the Galileo.
Correct.
Chafee. Incorrect.
I can't even think.
McKinley.
Juno. Columbia. Discovery. I don't even know any of the other ones.
Goddard.
Correct.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a show that's a toy.
And that is 30 seconds.
Okay,
so there were 1, 2, 3 correct answers there.
If this was DS9, I could probably do it.
Well, they're all named after rivers. They actually have a code.
It's a naming
bring out a map.
Yeah.
That's all why right. I said if this was DS9, I could probably do it.
Well, this isn't name me all the crash shuttles on Voyager. So
darn
here we go.
Delta Flyer, Delta Flyer 2, Delta Flyer 3, Delta Flyer original remix edition. Sorry.
Any Chakotay shuttle, anything he stepped foot on, he broke it.
All right, lizard babies, I will tell you when your time starts. Your time starts now.
Okay.
Goddard, Elbaz, that other one he named?
They were already named. So that means there are 33 left.
The Danube, the Niagara.
There wasn't
Amazon.
A Copernicus on there, was there?
No.
There was a Copernicus.
Woo!
Oh, hey, correct. There you go. We got one.
Well, then.
I think that's good. Hey, how
this
have you
going
been?
Well.
All right. That is 30 seconds. So here are the answers you missed. The Ansel Adams, the Armstrong, the Berman. The Calypso, the Campbell, the Chris
Berman,
Pike,
we should have guessed that.
The Cochrane, the Cousteau, the Curie, the Descartes, the Einstein, the Fermi, the Feynman, the Hawking, the Hyland, the Indiana Jones, the J.F. Kennedy, the Justman, the Lee, the Lindbergh, the Magellan, the McAuliffe, the Nzuka, the Pillar, the Pike, the P.T. Farnsworth, the Sakharov, the Sam Friedel, the Voltaire, and the Volbron.
Hang on, I'm calling shenanigans. There is an Indiana Jones shuttlecraft on the Enterprise?
For real? Really?
The three shuttle bays, you could fill them with whatever you want.
Okay, all right.
Yakuna's had some fun with that one, hmm?
We should have gone for the Berman. That's just that was a giveaway.
Cochrane.
You had the Berman, the Pillar, the Taylor. Yeah. I mean,
and Cochrane. Yeah. I was thinking Cochrane, but Cochrane. I didn't go for
Commander
it.
Riker, take the Indiana
the
Jones
Pike.
Down
we,
to the planet.
We should have fought harder.
All right. So with a not at all close score, Lizard Babies has defeated Night Shift in the battle, the Star Trek 30th Anniversary Game Show.
All right.
On City Alpha 3.
So how many wins does that make for us now, Tristan?
All versus 12. None.
I think it's a run
it's
there.
A zero-sum game, really. So.
So now the winning team will be getting two things. One, they'll be getting a special prize in the mail.
Woohoo!
We'll see that and hopefully take pictures and put it on
Wait,
Twitter.
Wait, we have
post
here on City Alpha 3? I didn't know that.
And, stranded? Send for help.
This and then the second prize is that they get to say what Star Trek The Next Generation means to them.
Oh,
so.
You're not going to torture us with Netflix descriptions like we did in Vegas and we got them all wrong.
So, Charlene, I will let you go first. The floor is yours for as little or as much as you want to say about Star Trek The Next Generation in its 30 years.
Okay, well, Star Trek The Next Generation was the first series that I got to watch the very beginnings of, even as a little six-year-old. My dad kind of made an event out of it. You know, we all had to gather around the TV and watch it, and even my mom begrudgingly did so, even though she's not much of a Star Trek fan. It was that big of a deal. So I don't actually remember watching a whole lot of the episode. All I remember is that we did. And then that sort of started that whole ritual, though, of me and my dad being mutual Star Trek watchers. We would watch the show every now and then. Like, if he was watching it, chances are I was going to watch it. And so that made this nice little bond for me and my dad. And I can't thank Star Trek enough for that.
All right. Tristan, by Riker's Beard, what do you have to say?
Well, for me, Star Trek The Next Generation is the entire reason why I'm into Star Trek. As we talked about at the beginning of the show, it came out right around the time I was born, or at least nearly, like, around one. And my mom sat me up on her lap, and we watched it. So I've been watching it almost my entire life, and it's something that, like, I built my first computer when I was a kid because of Star Trek, and the first thing that I did on that computer was type up my own Star Trek stories because of Star Trek The Next Generation. And, you know, I learned how to talk to another person and try to plead my case because of Picard. I learned how to walk into a room and sit in a chair funny because of Riker. And I learned to be inspired by basic humanity, by Data. And I learned how to stand up for myself even if I was going to get thrashed around like Worf. And all of these things I learned from all these people because the show is just absolute lightning in a bottle. And honestly, if it wasn't for The Next Generation, I wouldn't be here today talking to you guys with you great people on this great show, on this fun network. And it really is amazing how big of a difference one TV show can make over the course of three decades.
Well said, well said. And not just because you're on the network. All right, so that was a great game show. And so, Char, where can people find you if they want to learn more about winning?
Hashtag winning, duh. You can find me on the Twitter, and my handle is Oath Profanity.
And Tristan, if people want to know why Riker is number three in this poll but number one in your heart, where can they reach you?
Well, you can find me at thenerdparty.com on a show called Punch It, which I host with Charlene, and I also host another show with my wife called Nerd Nuptial, and you can find me on Twitter at the Insane Robin.
And Daniel, if people want to, you know, find out how you comfort yourself at night with the pain, the loneliness and the pain, where can they find you?
Commander, it is possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. That is not a weakness. That is life.
They can find me on Twitter as well, at OneUpDan. That is the number one, not the word, like the number one loser.
And Darren, if people want to talk about your great expertise, knowledge, and all things smart about Star Wars, where can they find you?
You mean my Google skills? I mean, wait, no. No, they can find me on drsci-fi.com, where they can see Instagram pictures, my troop blog, and all the things I do Star Wars. Or you could also just go to starwars.com for a limited time and see a post about my K2SO droid that I built.
Hashtag humble brag.
Yeah. Hashtag humble brag. Humble brag right there. That's not a thing. But yeah, they can find me or on Twitter on username Dr. Sci-Fi, DrSciFi.
All right. And if people want to talk about me and the fact that I am, of course, I know you can't see this as listeners, as I am wearing my, of course, TNG Command uniform, and the wonderful things about Star Trek The Next Generation and why I love it so, they can find me on Twitter at NC Public Servant. Daniel, any words you want to give to our folks about next week as we cover Star Trek Discovery?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not much to say because really, there's a lot to say, actually. I mean, we're on the cusp here, right? So we're talking about The Next Generation here this episode and how much that changed the landscape of Star Trek. We are on the edge of a rebirth, a second rebirth for Star Trek, and it's tremendously exciting. I have no idea what to expect. I mean, there have been, you know, we've talked about this at length before, the news and the rumors and the trailers. It doesn't matter, because it's not going to matter until the first episode comes out. And we're going to be there, and we're going to talk about it, and I'm so, so excited to do that. Like, this is, you know, we Tristan and I both talked about how we were just little baby guys when TNG came out. This is, like, actually coming out when, you know, I have a consciousness and like an ability to reason and talk about and see the thing. So I'm really excited.
And what if you meet that third category in even the slightest way? What then?
So yes, please listen next week as we're starting to talk Discovery, and we're going to have Discovery coverage the entire time until we run out of episodes. But yeah, I cannot express how thrilled I am to do that. It's going to be fantastic. So tune in.
Well, until next week, and until a new Star Trek begins, I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And we're Team Lizard Babies.
Stranded here on City Alpha 3.